the seven water hills. Indeed, Allah wants to take away pollution from you. O people of the house, and purify you by special kind of purification, Salah. Allah, my respected elders, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Today, the fourth day of Muharram, I pay my respects to my mum and his mother, the great lady of light, Bibi Fatima, alayhi salam. On the great loss and suffering of all our senseless family, the next day, I'm going to choose the last event to my beloved father,
Muhammad,
sit back of Ali Azhar.
Arrive on Karbala. At Karbala, Hur and his army blocked the caravan of Ramsay from going any further. Hur said, "This is near the river and you cannot go farther." The horses of the Imam group stopped, and Imam Hussein asked Zuhair, "What is the name of this place?" Zuhair answered, "Duff." The Imam asked, Is there any other name for this place? Zuhair said, "It's also called Karbala." The Imam's eyes watered and he said, "Oh God, I seek refuge with God from Garb, grief and Bala, tribulation. Here is the place in which we will set our camp. Here is the place where our blood will be shed. Here is the place where our graves will be. This is what my grandfather has told me, Salawat." Events of Karbala. On the second day of the holy month of Muharram, 61 years after the Prophet's migration from Mecca to Medina, his grandson Imam Hussein alayhi salam gathered all of his relatives and family and said, "O God, we the family of the Prophet, we chase out of our homes in the city of our prophet, Medina. The children of Umayyah harmed us. O Lord, secure our rights for us and help us against the unjust people, so Lord." Then he faced his followers and said, People are slaves of this world. The religion is just what they say. They use it as long as it provides them with their living. When they are tested, the true religious people are few. Then he said, "All of you know what has happened to us, and you know how the world has changed its face towards us. The good is now considered bad, and no good remains except for a little. You see the truth that is not acted upon and the wrong is not prevented. Indeed, a believer does not wish anything but to meet his Lord. Indeed, I do not see the death for freedom as but happiness, and life with unjust people as nothing but grief, Salawat. When the Imam finished, Zuhair stood up and said, "O grandson of the Messenger of God, we heard your sermon. If the whole world was eternal, we would prefer to rise with you than be in this world." One of the companions stood and said, "O the son of the Messenger of God, God has ordered us to fight with you, and may your grandfather be our interceder on the day of judgment."
MashaAllah.
Nafil ibn Hilal stood and said, "Your grandfather, the Messenger of God, lived among people. Some of them were hypocrites, promising to help him, but in reality they hid themselves to betray him until he died. Your father Ali was in a similar situation. You are now among us in a similar situation. Whoever betrays you betrays no one but himself. You go wherever you go. We will be with you Whatever you face, east or west, indeed by God, we do not hesitate to meet our Lord. We speak from our hearts and from our minds. We follow whoever follows you, and we are enemies of whoever is your enemy. Then Nehemiah asked the residents of the area to sell the property to him for 60,000 dirhams. He said, all of the property is for you, on one condition, that whoever wants to visit my grave, you lead them to it. So what?